Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
According to 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. Also, according to a recent study by the Barna Group, more people have more questions about the origins, relevance, and authority of the scriptures. The steady rise of skepticism is creating a cultural atmosphere that is becoming unfriendly, sometimes even hostile, to claims of faith. It is an increasingly hard pill to swallow that an eclectic assortment of ancient stories, poems, sermons, and prophecies and letters written and compiled over the course of 3,000 years is somehow the sacred Word of God. Believers today walk by faith and hold that the entirety of Scripture, Genesis to Revelation, is literally God-breathed. When Paul told that to young Timothy, he would have been referring primarily to the 39 books of the original Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. But also, by the time Paul wrote Timothy, the accounts and teachings of Jesus were recorded by eyewitnesses and respected as, quote, scripture. In 1 Timothy 5:18, Paul quotes two scriptures, one from Deuteronomy and another from Jesus' words from Luke chapter 10, proving that Paul had access to Luke's gospel. He considered the words Jesus spoke to be on par with Deuteronomy or any other book of the Old Testament. In 2 Peter 3:15-16, Peter acknowledges Paul's letters were written, quote, with the wisdom that God gave him, and he groups them along with, quote, other scriptures. 2 Peter 1:20 tells us that prophecy in Scripture never came from the prophets themselves, but that it was the Holy Spirit who moved the prophets to speak from God. Interestingly, the word for spirit and the word for breath are the same word in the original language. Don't miss the connection between the breath of God and the Holy Spirit of God. Although 40 different authors wrote the Bible, it's all God-breathed. Where the Bible speaks, God speaks. In John chapter 20, Jesus, risen from the dead, appears to the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." He shows them his scars, and they are overjoyed to see him. Then the resurrected Lord does something interesting. He says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Then Jesus breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The breath of Jesus is no ordinary breath. He exhaled and gifted his beloved friends with a comforter counselor who would strengthen and encourage them to the very end of the age. When we read that Scripture is God-breathed, think of it alive with the wisdom, power, and authority of eternal God. Hebrews 4 describes the Word of God as both living and active. O Christian, in the pages of Scripture, our God, He is alive. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.